Welcome back to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson. In this episode, we'll talk about weapons grade. Becoming a weapons grade human. What do I mean by that? Well, in essence, it is you will become so physically fit that you need a weapons license just to go out for a walk. Of course, it's a bit of a joke, but still. Hear me out. This is an idea I got from 10 years back, maybe more, when Dan Bailey, a CrossFit athlete, did a workout called Grace. 30 repetitions for time of ground overhead with 60 kilos. And then the narrator says, if you drop the bar in Grace, you're human. Something with Thor's hammer. If he drops the bar, he turns human. If you hold on to the bar in Grace, you are a super machine. Something like that. It's a really cool video. I recommend it. I like this kind of cool stuff to make things cooler than they perhaps are. With marketing and creating a narrative around it. So how does this apply to us? Well, everybody knows you have to move, otherwise you will die or decay. Not everyone likes it. No, a lot of people are missing, a goal. So, to become weapons grade, we must look at people that use weapons. Military, of course. When I was into the military, I am in the military, but not as heavily. Around 20 years ago, we had this system called BRAK, buk, rygg, armar, knän. It's hard to translate in English, but then at the time I thought, military, they must know so much about training. They know everything. If you just follow their program, you will become, a weapon, pretty much. But then, CrossFit hit the scene and completely disrupted that. It turns out, military don't know much. They're just doing what they always done. Run for 10K. But if you are in the military, when in real life will you run 10K or longer? Never. The reason why I say never is because we are now something called mechanized. That means that the military has transportation. Of course, you should have an engine, meaning you should be able to go long. But if you train CrossFit, constantly varied high-intensity functional movements, you will get that engine. Because you train with that kind of intensity. And sometimes you should be able to go long.
You should be able
to go short. You should be able to lift heavy. You should be able to have balance, agility. And the great thing with the system of CrossFit is that that's one of the few physical systems using GPP, general physical preparedness, that states you should try, learn to play. They say exactly like this: regularly learn and play new sports. That's in, the framework. So they are encouraging you to do CrossFit to, build a foundation to do other things. And in the hierarchy development of an athlete, sports, it is at the top echelon. That's the ultimate expression of being an athlete, which all of us are in some way, shape, or form. But Peter, how does this apply to us? We're into productivity, we're into, becoming wisdom workers, as you talked about, one thing, checklist, Kaizen, etc. Yes, of course. So we're all knowledge workers, and we that are listening to the podcast are wisdom workers. What do we use? What's our main tool? It's the brain. What does the brain need? The brain needs something called BDNF. It's called brain. It's short for brain-derived neurotrophic factor. When do we get it? Well, when you train. Read the book Spark. He tells all about, the benefits of training for expanding your brain. Or listen to anything from Anders Hansen, Swedish guy, doctor, and also psychologist. Very good in explaining this. But don't go too long, huh? Because if you go too long, you will be into something that we call, endurance. If you are into endurance, that's fine, but that's not weapons grade. That's not what I'm talking about here. So if we stick with that, BDNF, okay, then what's that? Well, BDNF is like the soil, or gödsel as we call it in Swedish,
or creating
myelin. And myelin is something that your neurons in the brain are using to send faster signals in the, you know, dendrites, which is the branches in your brain. And those dendrites, they need, if I recall correctly, dendrites, it actually means branch in Old Greek or Latin. Doesn't really matter. It is a branch in your brain. So, you know, when they studied Einstein's brain, his brain wasn't bigger than any of us in essence, but his brain had more connections.
And that's what we want.
More connections in the brain. We'll get smarter. We can use our brain in more different scenarios and see different things from a different perspective. Okay. So this range, this is where us humans excel. And read the book. It's called Range. You know, when AI, what would be our benefit now when AI is outsmarting us? Well, with these connections in the brain, that's, you know, where we can excel. We have the emotional things going for us. We have the human connections. We can see and connect things from different areas. And, you know, you could collect, you could divide your life in something that's called Wheel of Life to see that you're not weak in an area. Perhaps if you have financials under control, maybe you have 10 million in the bank, that's good for you. But maybe you have no relations. You don't have any family, you don't have any friends. Then you need to work on that to become well-rounded as a human. In the physical world, you have to find 10 physical domains. How can we use those to improve and constantly move into becoming this weapon or weapons grade? We can check. How do we check? We create tests. What kind of tests? For instance, CrossFit Total, back squat, deadlift, press, strict press. That's one test. And how am I going to do this? I don't know much, you know, I just walk into the breeze. Well, then you sign up for the pilot, and the pilot will help you move forward in your endeavor.
Where can I find this pilot?
Well, just send me an email and I will send you, you know, the template for this year. We're playing around with it. It's kind of like a CrossFit Open, but more, you know, relaxed and more, you know, reasonable into something that, you know, sports. They don't have different sports anymore in the games. We'll try disc golf. We'll try unicycle. We'll try everything. And the hallmark of being weapons grade is that you will adapt to new circumstances. And that time from learning from zero knowledge to learning and developing a new skill, that is the metric that will tell you if you are weapons grade or not. Take it again. The measurement, the metric, is that you, from the having zero knowledge, physical skill, to developing proficiency in that skill, let's say 60%, from 0 to 60%, that time is the time that you should aim to get shorter and shorter. So we'll do it in a structured way, obviously, but we throw in some randomness, some entropy in the system. Why? Because this is really the test. It's like Netflix. They have a super interesting system called Chaos Monkey. You can read about it online if you're an IT nerd or project manager. So they have Chaos Monkey that randomly shuts down systems in their servers. Why? To check their resiliency. So if that server disrupts, you know, entire Europe, that's not strong resilience. And this is what we're doing with the weapons grade. So maybe you were weapons grade license last year. This year, it'll test it again. How strong are you? maybe last year was a good year for you. Maybe now you're 40 plus, 50 plus. You have to scale down. But that's okay. So, your task for now is to look at your physical life. Check where you're weak. You're running 5 times a week? Huh, start lifting. Lifting 10 times a week? Start swimming, start running. Mix it up. But do it structurally and then have these tests. And if you want some structure to it, ping me. We're just playing around with it. But you know this idea of range. It's also much fun. So let's say you want to try a new sport tomorrow. How is your hand-eye coordination? You should work on that. Get a tennis ball. Throw it to yourself.
It's
so much to do here. It's also a lot of fun. And if you don't think it's fun, you know, what's the purpose? Fun should be one of the leading indicators. And then I don't mean fun in all day, every day. But, you know, I talk to so many people. Oh, I go to the gym. I've done this routine for 6 years. Biceps is huge. But, yeah, nice body. But what can you do with it? You know, it doesn't make sense. So that's also why I got into mobility around 10 years ago as well. Be able to work on your end ranges. Because when you get old, I'm always shifting to longevity. You should be as strong as you can to protect your bones. And, you know, you should have as much balance as you can. But also you should have as much range as you can. You know, now you look down at your phone, probably too much. Work on your neck posture.
That could be
a constrictor. We talk more about mobility in another class. Now I went over time a bit.
But
back to the task at hand.
To become weapons grade, you must move. So your
task this week, move 30 minutes 3 times. That's task number one, at least.
It can be anything. It can be walking.
And then the next step is to check. Review your training log
in your second
brain. How much time you're spending on a specific thing. For instance, if you play paddle 5 times every week, maybe then, you know, work on yoga,
stretching.
Maybe work on getting some strength into your system. So that's step number two, to review. And step number three is to join the weapons grade certification pilot program to get you into this next stage. And at least for starters, to bring awareness to your physical preparedness. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next class.